Hey guys, my name is Fola Showa and you're welcome to the Couples Start Podcast. I'm so excited you landed here. On the Couples Start Podcast, we talk about life, love, faith, relationships, and bants of various kinds. We are here to learn, have fun, and enjoy our journey to becoming. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Couples Start Podcast. Enjoy. Hello people, it's a beautiful day for another podcast episode. If you're new here, you my darling are most welcome, and if you're a returning listener, what's popping? On today's episode, we're going to be discussing on the love of God, how God's love to us doesn't change no matter the situation, no matter what happens, how his love is perfect despite our flaws. Joining this conversation today is Favour Adedeji, a graphics designer, an affiliate marketer, civil engineer, and the erstwhile senior pastor of Kairos Fellowship International. Oh my God, he wears these caps perfectly and it fits and it fits. Thank you so much for joining us today. We do not take you for granted. We do not take your presence with us for granted.
It's an honor to be here.
Thank you.
Shewa.
Thank you. So our topic for discussion today is, does God still love me? Am I still loved by God despite it all? Basically, that is our topic for today. So I understand that this topic is such a broad one. When we start, we might not finish, we might sleep here. But I just want you to channel all this. Just break it down to us, what God's love is for my listeners. Majorly, my listeners are youths, young adults, people that are just starting on this thing called life. So I just want it to be like we're starting with the knowledge that God loves us. Basically, I hope that is fine by you.
Yeah, it's also perfect.
Okay, so perfect. My first question is going to be, what is God's love? A big thing, but yes, break it down to us. What exactly is God's love to us?
Yes, so what is God's love and what's God's love to us? So definitely the love of God would be towards man, primarily towards man, and then primarily towards people, like you and I, boy or girl, male or female, man or woman. Because man will be at the center of God's creation, and also man will be the reason for purpose, and man will be the reason for creation itself. So that's why also you find out that the priority of God's love wasn't towards animals, yeah, wasn't towards the plants, mm-hmm, but towards men. Mm-hmm. Right. So what is God's love? Right. So the love of God will be, in simple terms, would be the fact and also the truth seen, in fact, that God became a man, mm-hmm, and then died for man.
Yeah.
So it's like the height of the love of God itself, mm-hmm, right? It's like the fact that God became a man, mm-hmm, and that's the person of Jesus, and then died for man. Right? So the question itself also would be, why did God die for man? What's the reason behind that? Mm-hmm. Was it really needed, or is it really needed? Right. So itself is that. So we understand that every single man would come to this earth would be under the bondage of sin and death. And that man's primarily enemy would be sin and death. That every man is subject to that, the physical death, and also every man had the nature of sin via growth in this world. Right. So that is why Jesus came itself. So he redeemed man from the power of sin and the power of death. So every single thing death also has to do with what that's sicknesses, fear, torment, whatever you may call it, right? So is that God, that in the person of Jesus, paid the price for it. So we now know the height of the love of God based on the fact that Jesus has paid the price for sin, which is man's primarily enemy. So every single person who is going to be in this world, whether he's rich or poor, will be subject to sin and death. Whether anybody will be in this world, whether he's going to be young or old, will be subject to these things called sin and death. Right? So that is like what the love of God is itself. Right? So every single thing finds itself in this, that Jesus Christ died for man.
found.
Every single thing found in the love of God will be found in the fact that God died for man.
Mm.
He died for the price of sin and death.
Wonderful. Yeah, I know a lot of us have heard John 3:16, where the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that he died for us, basically. I'm sure they taught us in our Sunday school. Everywhere we look, we always hear that Bible verse. It's one of the most common Bible verse, that Jesus died for us. But then everybody hears it, but not everybody experiences it. So that leads me to my next question. How do we experience God's love? Is it a feeling? Is it a knowledge? Or an angel will constantly tell us, God loves you, God loves you. Every day when you wake up, that's your first thing you hear. God loves you, God loves you. So yeah, I want you to tell us how we experience God's love.
How we experience God's love. Good. So first things first, right? And is that most of our experiences, or most of the things we experience as people, as human beings, whether Christian or whether not Christian, whether saved or not saved, is always based on what we feed our mind with. So for example, I can feel sad if I hear a bad information now. So let's say someone tells me so and so. So there's a tendency, my experience might change.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Or for example, let's say my visa go approved to travel to, let's say, United States of America. So there's a tendency I feel
very happy.
Yeah. So it tells us one thing, that so if really want to experience the love of God, so we need to know what we are feeding our minds with. Right. So because if I don't feed my mind with things that has to do with the fact that God loves me, there would be a tendency to there would not just be a tendency, I would not experience the love of God. Right. So in simple terms, so we knowing that God's love would not be a feeling, right? God's love would not be an emotion, but it should be a knowledge. And then that knowledge our minds has to be fed with that particular knowledge that God loves us, right? So now, for example, how do I experience the love of God? So it's simple, right? So we know of the facts that the love of God is not on and off, right? So God does not love me today and hate me tomorrow, but that love would be a constant, because the what Jesus did is a constant, whether in the next 20 years it's still going to remain the same. Right? In the next 100 years, it's still going to remain the same. So first of all, knowledge is that, so that love is a constant, so it does not change, right? So it doesn't still matter on my own mood. It doesn't matter on my own actions, because God's love is never based on our actions.
Yes.
Even people who are, God still loves them. So it's first of all, acknowledge that. So that love is a constant. So my feelings no matter, my emotions, whether good or bad, don't matter. So I'll first acknowledge that God's love is a constant.
Constant.
So how do I experience it? So I have to continually feed my mind with that particular knowledge that I'm loved of God. So practical will be that, for example, every single time I feel down, every single time I feel depressed, I bring myself to that consciousness that I'm loved of God. Or practical things can be, first thing when I wake up in the morning, so I bring my mind in subjection, I remind myself that God loves me. So there is a tendency that my day will turn out well because I am reminding myself of that particular fact that I'm loved of God. Every single time I'm having a confession or I'm confessing, right? So I say it, I'm loved of God. God is pleased with me, right? So my sins are paid for, I'm justified. I am God's masterpiece. And then God takes delight in looking at me. Right? So God is not ashamed of who I am. That particular affirmations make me experience the love of God. It is not now a feeling this time around, but it is now based on knowledge.
Thank you for that. One thing I picked up from what you just said is that God's love is constant. It doesn't change, unwavering. is constant. It's constant despite everything. God's love is constant. Once we have that knowledge that God's love is constant, we can go from there. We can do anything from there. Once, it might not be easy actually to always tell yourself God loves me, even when I've done some hurtful things or when I've done things that are despicable. But I just have to keep telling myself God's love is constant. God's love is constant. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. So God's love is not a feeling. It's not a feeling. Feelings do change, but God's love remains the same. Yes, so it's going to move me to my next question. I think you answered a bit of it while you're answering the second question. So it's, how does the knowledge of God's love apply in our daily lives, when we go to work, when we go to school, interact with friends, on social media, anywhere? How do we apply God's love in our everyday lives?
Awesome question. I love it, based on the fact that it's practical, right? So how do we apply God's love in our day-to-day activities, right? So I would give some particular instances, right? So we know that there is no one who can perfectly show love to anybody if the person doesn't, first of all, affirm the fact that he can love himself and he can love other people, right? So for example, let's say you're in a relationship or someone is in a relationship, right? If a person appreciates himself more, so there's a tendency that he's going to appreciate his partner, right? So I would love people more when I know I'm loved of God. Right? So that is why there is no one who would love his brother or his sister or his neighbor or his friend or even his wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever the case may be, to the extent of dying or to the extent of the love of God itself, without an understanding of the fact that God loves the person, right? So practical terms, I would apply the love of God in my life by loving others also, because who did God die for? God died for people, right? God died for men. So I can often say I love God, right, if I don't love people. Right? So I would first follow that God loves me. And because God loves me, I have the ability to love other people also. So in practical terms, I can apply the knowledge of the love of God by loving others. Also in practical terms, so when I find myself in situations now, for example, I think 1 John 4 saying this, that perfect love casts out fear, right? So for example, people find themselves in situations where they don't know what to do. At times, they find ourselves in situations where it looks as though we're in a tight space, we're in a tight corner, we're in a dead end, and then really be done. All right, so in practical terms, so the love of God will tell us that, so because we are loved of God, that we are not alone in those situations. All right, so in practical terms, so because we know we are love of God, so when fear sets in, for example, let's say you are flying a plane and then you find out that the pilot says that you've lost one of your engines, and then you stay about 6 hours to go with just one engine. Right. So, you know, the love of God in practical things, we tell you that because you know God loves you, your time is not yet now, yes. Right? That's not going to live long. So while other people begin to fear, while other people begin to fret, so that love of God can instill peace in our hearts. Yeah. That no matter what happens, no matter what life brings at us, we know we're going to do well. We know we're going to come out triumphant. Yeah. Right? So for example, people face issues that has to do with depression, right? So God's love can overwhelm so much that depression is going to fade away, that torment is going to fade away, or uncertainty would fade away, just based on the fact that we know that God loves us. So we can apply that knowledge in every situation, not just in our dealings with people, in our day-to-day activities. Someone now, for example, will find himself in a situation where he lost the brakes of his car while in motion. So the love of God can teach us that, can tell us, it can be applied in the fact that we know that there will not be, if there's an accident, you'll come out safe and sound, that you can always still push the love of God to the fact that there will not be accident. Actually, that's practical. We knowing that God loves us. It could be sickness, it could be anything, right? God loves us. What is love going to do in that instance? Love one of you so we can apply the love of God in practical instances in those situations of our lives. Did I answer the
question? Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Thank you so much for that. Yes, yeah, so moving on, I just want to talk on the love of God and mental health. You've actually been picking my questions here and there, but it's fine. Yeah, the love of God and mental health. So we know that in the world that we are now, let's not say world. World is too far. Let's talk about Nigeria. How a lot is happening, worries, anxieties, fear of tomorrow, fear of the unknown, fear of how would I do it? How would I make this money? How would I make this money again? Because I'm sure that is a major thought for everybody. How would I make this money? How would this money come to me? And everything. How do we constantly overcome these challenges with the knowledge of the love of God?
All right. So great question. Right. So how do we overcome these challenges? That's the challenges of life. And also how do we keep our mental health safe, right? With the fear of God, with the love of God. Right?
That's the question. Yes, that's the question.
I always say man is a product of influence. Right. So for mental health basically, and also we work in love and we work in knowledge of the love of God. Right. So I would say a lot of times we should try as much as possible to sieve the kind of information we feed our minds with. Because man would always be a product of influence. It's always garbage in, garbage out.
Yes.
So for example, if I feel fear, so a lot of times I should check what I've been feeding my mind with, right? And then at times it could just be based on the fact that we got a particular news headline. For example, it could be as simple as unemployment rate has increased. Yeah. All those little things that a lot of times matters for our mental health. So in practical terms, and also relating with our where we are right now, that let's say Nigeria, or wherever you are, Lagos, wherever the case may be, that we know that the love of God doesn't have to do with the economy. The love of God doesn't have to do with the country you're from. The love of God doesn't have to do with your race. It doesn't have to do with your gender. That God's love is irrespective of all this. That the love of God doesn't have to do with our race, it doesn't have to do with our culture, it doesn't have to do with our nationality, it doesn't have to do with our gender, it doesn't have to do with our experiences, right? But in instances where we find ourselves in situations like this, where at times the community doesn't seem to support some particular things, right? So is that, for example, in Nigeria, there are cases of insecurity, unemployment. So at times it just has to do with our faith, right? Of whatever is happening in our surroundings, that we can learn to extend our faith that we have that knowledge of the love of God. So for example, in case of insecurity, right? So we can know that God loves us, then we know we're dwelling in safety, we know we're going to live long because there is that love of God. There is that love that God has towards us.
Yes.
So money, a lot of times, is a lot of things that bothers a lot of you, especially if you're in today's age, right? And when there is so much social media, some of us are classmates. You feel like classmates are riding car.
God, when? Yes. It is what we see. So sometimes those kind of things might want to shake us that okay, this person is doing this, why can't I also do it?
In those instances like that, actually a lot of times, like I said, you should guard your heart, right? And then ensure your heart is in the right place, you're not feeling envy, you're not feeling hatred. But itself, like we bring it into the context of God's love, right? is that that your needs are going to be met, basically, right? So at times you can extend your feet, you can stretch your feet. You, if is it a job you need? Yes, you can stretch your feet towards that. That the job you need is met, or is it a project you need to get done, or is it connections you need? So that love itself can make us stretch our feet towards these things, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, a lot of times it's also important that believers are not materialistic in their thinking, okay. and then thinking that somebody who has a Lamborghini, then God loves the person more.
Yeah.
At all.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you. Let's move on. The love of God and our esteem. The love of God and our self-esteem. Mm. So my next question is, does the love of God boost our self-esteem? Like, do we, when we understand that, okay, God loves me, does it uplift our self-esteem? Because we understand from the Bible that when they knew that God loves them, like disciples, everybody, when they had the knowledge of the love of God, in turn, they became bold. Yeah. They could speak about God everywhere. So my question is, God loves me, that God cares for me, that God is mindful of me, does it affect my self-esteem?
Yes, it does in every single way. there is nothing that makes a man bolder than that particular knowledge of God's love, right? So a lot of time, if you find Christians now, for example, who feel insecure, who feel guilty, it's at times based on the fact that we haven't come to that particular knowledge of the love of God. Like, for example, Paul is going to pray a particular prayer in Ephesians chapter 3. Right, he says that you be strengthened in might by spirit in man, in your inner man. He says that you might know the love of Christ that passes all knowledge. Mm. Right, he says that you might know the length, the depth, and breadth and height of the love of Christ. Right, so a lot of times, at times these things can be what we can pray towards. Right, that we come to that particular knowledge of the love of God. Right, so but itself. It will always boost our self-esteem when we come to the knowledge of the fact that we are loved of God, right? So that knowledge can be based on the fact that we come to the fact that we are God's sons. A lot of times, if you feed your mind with a lot of things constantly, right? Constantly, this is not a positive thinking now. As it's you affirming who you are. Mm. So positive thinking can just be, you are just thinking good. But this is actually who you are. So it's a reality. Wow. Truth, it's reality that you are loved of God. So it will not matter what people do, right? It will matter the experiences. But what really matters is that self-awareness of who we really are, of who I really am, that I'm always loved of God. A lot of times now, for example, what would you do if you picture the fact that where you are right now, there are angels with you? So how would your thinking be just where you are right?
True.
Just think of it.
I'll be relaxed.
How would you feel?
So I'll be relaxed.
So imagine you now walking on the road now, and then so you have to go to a particular man's office with, and then you could see the angels. You could literally see them. How would your self-esteem come up? Would it be boosted?
Of course. I would talk my head out, like the confidence.
So it we don't necessarily need to see angels before we should actually have this reality in us as Christians. Yeah. That love is there. Mm. That the God that created the world loves us, and then he will not leave us helpless, right? So that God dwells within us now, that spirit is in us right now. So it would always boost our confidence as if we can bring ourselves to those knowledge. As like I said, it is not positive thinking. As that one thing, for example, I wake up every single morning, and then the first thing I say to myself is that God loves me. That it doesn't matter what happens to me, doesn't matter the situations that happen, so I'm loved of God. Yeah. That it doesn't matter my weaknesses, my faults, my mistakes, I'm loved of God. So you know what will happen is that there will be so much confidence in our prayers. We know we'll receive whatever we pray for, there will be so much confidence when we start that there that there is no situation that is above us. Right, as Christians, so the love of God would always boost our confidence every single time, every single time.
Oh, wonderful.
Afolashi.
Yes.
As I'm even talking to you right now, I say my confidence is coming up.
Hey. That's the spirit. That is it. That is what we want.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm seeing a lot. I'm being blessed. And I know people that are going to listen, definitely, they are going to be blessed. They are going to enjoy this particular episode. So we are going to be rounding up shortly. So my next question is, I'm a Christian. Things happened. I was raped. Then after I was raped, then I lost a loved one. If someone very dear to me, my mom or my dad, I lost someone. I had an accident. And things are just not working. Things are... they are turning from bad to worse, different things are happening. And I just lost sight of who God is. I just did not think that God loves me, that if he loved me, why would he allow such bad things happen to me? And coincidentally, they were reoccurring almost at the same time. Everything just happened like that. How would you help me? How would you help someone in my case?
All right. So this question is a question that happens to lots of people, right?
Yes.
And so itself, I might not be able to give some detailed explanation based on the time we have.
Mm.
Right. So because I can talk about this matter for like 2 hours. Right. So how will I help someone like that? So his first thing is to know that God wasn't behind all this. Mm.
Mm.
God wasn't behind it. Mm. See, a lot of times we want to attribute things to God that God did not do. Mm. And also God did not have any hand in it at all.
Mm.
So like I said earlier, so we know the love of God, which was the first question, based on the fact that Jesus Christ died for our sins, right? Mm. So... I think at some point I asked this question that, so what would love do in these situations?
Mm.
Right. So because we know God is love, we know God cannot kill.
Mm.
Right. So these are the messages, a lot of thinking that a lot of people have, right? So, but itself, the nature of God cannot kill. The nature of God is not behind these things. Mm. And like I said, I might not be able to answer deep questions like, so when I did it, that's like,
zone. Pastor Favour, that means you will come back again. You will come back again and answer this question.
No, Allah. No problem. But to help the person in this situation, right? So the person should first of all know that God is not your enemy, right? So God is not your problem, because the person who is going to save you cannot be your problem, right? See, if my savior is my enemy, then I will be in trouble.
Yeah.
Right, so that means the person who has the ability to save me can decide to say that, I won't save you.
Wow.
The person has to acknowledge that. First, it's quite painful, actually, right? We are being sincere with ourselves.
Mm.
Right, so it's not a good place to be in. It's not a place I pray anyone should be in, right, at all. It's not a good place. Right, so but really itself, so what we can do to help someone is to help the person through the healing process. So there's a way we can take care of grief. There's a way we can make people move past what has happened, what happened in the past. Right, so because as much as we learn from what happens in the past, right, so we should not allow them in the what God has in stock for us. Right, so a lot of times, so God can use these situations, right, to make us learn. I'm not sure if learn is the right word, or to make us understand the love of God.
Yeah. Mm.
To understand that love, and then that healing process can become a ministry. Right, so I can give instances of someone like Joyce Meyer, mm. So will be someone who who was abused at a very young age, right, according to her. And then, so the fact that she had that particular trauma, particular stage of her life, right? So and based on the fact that she was able to heal past that, right? So you find out that God has been able to use that particular part of her life to be a blessing to other people. Right? So,
one thing that the fact that God died for you and then he sent his son to die for you is that God is actually not against you in any single way.
Wow, that's so nice. Thank you so much for that. One thing I'm able to take out primarily is that as Christians, we should learn to walk by faith. We might not understand it now, but we should learn to walk by faith. That is one of our major currencies as believers, to always walk by faith, to always walk by faith. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. So, the last thing is just going to be your closing remark, what you want to tell us, what you feel like you need us to know, what you think will help us, be it this with this topic or something you just feel led to share with us.
All right. So my closing remarks concern the love of God, basically, which would be for everyone listening to this, is that let's always try as much as possible. Try as much as possible to bring yourself to that knowledge of the love of God. You know, Ephesians chapter 3. If we start reading from verse 14, so Paul was praying a prayer for the church, and then he says that for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. He says that I will grant unto you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened in might by spirit in your inner man. You know, if you fast forward a bit in that same Ephesians 3, so Paul prayed that prayer, and then you know he said that that he might know the love of Christ that passes all knowledge, right? He says that he might be full of the fullness of God, right? So it's basically that we come into the understanding is something we can be deliberate about. We can be deliberate about we bring to know the love of God, that in your day-to-day life, you come to that knowledge of the love of God, that in your day-to-day activities that you come to the knowledge of the love of God. It doesn't matter where you are right now. It doesn't matter what position you are in right now. It doesn't matter whatever is going on with you right now. You know, God's love can be experienced as much as God's love also is it's a knowledge. You can be comforted. Right? It doesn't really matter. You know, what matters is that the love of God is actually present. And then we can experience God's love, and also we can give the love of God out to other people also. Mm-hmm. You know, the reason why we can give the love of God to people is because first off, we were loved of God. And then because that love also is in us, we can also be a blessing to other people also. Mm. Right. So in the context of God's love, my closing remarks is that we can be deliberate about it, like very much deliberate. But more important is that God loves you. It takes prayer to understand the love of God itself, that God loves us, and then it's not something that can change anytime. Like we said earlier in this podcast, that it's the next 200 years, God is still going to love man. In the past 200 years, he loved man. So tomorrow morning when you wake up,
he will still love us.
And then primarily it's based on the fact of who he is and not who we are. Basically, because God cannot change. He would always be who he is, and his word is going to remain the same.
Yes, thank you so very much. Thank you for coming to this podcast. Thank you for sharing this knowledge with us. We do not take it for granted. Thank you for coming here. Thank you. Okay, so to leave you guys, I'm going to say God loves you despite it all. Even if you've been through anything, if you are going through anything, God loves you today, tomorrow, in the future, whenever. God loves you. God loves you. Thank you so much for listening.
Don't forget to share with your friends. Tell everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode.
Bye.
This podcast is available on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can also listen via my website, which is coupledstuds.com. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and follow on all social media pages, which will be in the description box. See you in my next episode. Don't forget to be good, be kind, and stay beautiful or handsome, as the case may be. And if you have any question, you can send it to my email address, which is coupledstuds@gmail.com. I love you.